Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with y'all for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And, well, let's just start with the World Cup because the Astros just, it's a bundle of suck right now. It is just terrible. Getting swept over the weekend out of the All-Star break. You had a little momentum at the end of the first half before the All-Star break, except you lost three or four series before that. But getting swept this weekend with a team scoring the fewest runs in a three-game sweep of any team this year. 16 runs, and they swept the Astros. That's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Wait. 16 runs in a three-game sweep is the fewest amount of runs scored over five a game?
In a three-game sweep.
That's over five a game.
Yep.
That doesn't seem that low.
Yeah. In a three-game sweep?
Well, I mean, 4-1, 5-0, 2-0, 3-2 sounds like something you could see.
Excuse me, 9-11. 11 runs.
Okay. 11. Now that's that makes more sense. That's less than 4 runs.
I was listening to Todd and it was 11 runs.
Yeah,
11 runs.
Yeah.
That's the fewest in a sweep this year. 11 runs. 11 freaking runs. The Astros scored 2, 2 and 2. That's just awful. Just awful. 11 runs.
Well, all you team no trade, you stay on your side and watch bad Astros baseball the rest of the year.
Listen. They're not going to trade away anybody, acquire anybody.
They're a left hand bat away. Get the left hand bat, Dana. Get your left hand bat so we can save the season.
Yeah,
we're a left hand bat away, Dana.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing.
Why
that.
Not? Come on.
Yeah,
we're contenders.
Yeah,
we're contenders.
Well, that's you know, and still, you know what? If you want to know the truth, they still are.
No, they're not.
Well, they are. They are because the division sucks so bad.
They're not contenders for anything meaningful.
Well, they're contenders to win the division, and that's what...
They really aren't. They haven't even, you know, they can't even... How far away from 500 are they now? Back to five or
seven.
Six?
Seven.
No. They're six away, right?
They're seven away from 500.
They're all the way back to seven?
Well, they were four at the break, and they lost three, so that's seven.
Wait a minute. I thought they were. I didn't think it was that far back.
And there's still only four games out of first.
Yeah,
first place is 50-49.
Yeah, this
second
just in. Here's
50-50.
What the streets are saying. They're seven out. Yep.
Yep. That's what the streets are saying.
Seven from 500. You still think they're getting a 500? I thought there for a second there was a chance when
I thought
two.
There was two. But you know, I really need Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
To not just blow up in an inning again.
Yeah.
I really need Eric Geddy. Peter Lambert's your game one starter.
That is
so freaking ridiculous.
If you get to the World Series, you start with Lambert.
That's a fact. Well, forget the World Series. You get to the postseason, and Peter Lambert is your game one starter.
Hunter Brown is really... His last three games, John, he's given up 13 earned runs and... in 14 innings.
Right. Well, that
he's got, oh my God, he's given up 15 walks and 11 strikeouts. I didn't realize it was that bad. I mean, I knew the other day was bad, but I didn't realize it was this bad. The last three. Holy crap.
Six walks.
Yeah.
And two hit batters.
Yeah. He was
six walks and two hit batters and four strikeouts in 4 2/3. How that's Hunter Brown? That's freaking
listen.
That's Kaiway Tang. Kaiway Brown?
Listen, you have no pitching. Don't do anything. As a matter of fact, Dana, you're going to get fired. Don't allow him to touch anything. Take his access card. Take his access card and don't let him touch anything on the stove.
I'm afraid they've already taken his access card.
Nothing. Dana, you're not allowed to make any moves. There's nothing else that can be done. Wait this out until Dana's gone and then hit reset with whoever you're bringing in. Because It ain't it. Dana, your moves have been terrible. This has been a bad run for you. You didn't come in an enviable position. I get that. But your moves, your pitching moves this year, were a disgrace. Okay, Three players have been designated for assignment that
for
you picked up.
Pearson, Weiss, Munoz, and Roa, all DFA'd.
And look at Mike Burrows. Burrows wouldn't accept a move to minor, so they threw him on the injured list. That's five guys.
Lambert, Burrows, and Tang are the four that are left, and
Burrows is on the IL. He was sent to the – he was optioned to the minors, and they say wouldn't accept the option. He was like, no, bleep that. I ain't going. Yeah, so they said, all right, you're on the IL then.
Yep.
So he ain't even with the club, really.
Well, and I don't want to hear there's no IL for suck, because there is.
Well, they're just saying you won't go to the minors. There's nothing else they can do with them. Right. You can't have them in there screwing it up any worse than it is.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, yesterday, I knew this was going to come up. Where are you before the trade deadline? I'll tell you where you are. You can get rid of people. Do not add a person.
No.
Do not add anyone.
Don't you even think about it.
Don't sacrifice any future for anything this year.
But you want to get Colton Gordon out of here because you're trying to dump a salary? Well, I mean, because of a salary dump, they added Colton Gordon to McCullers. You weren't here for that, were you?
No.
Yeah. So, you got any thoughts on that? Our coffee guy's gone. I feel in real life, I talked about it. You know, McCullers, it's kind of a sad story. He really had an impact on the first World Series. He started Game 7. He wasn't very good against the Dodgers, but he had his moments. His career will go down as untapped potential. Well, it was tapped. It was just I don't know how to say it. I mean, I've never as a fan of Houston sports teams, I don't know that I've ever seen, other than maybe Ralph Sampson who got traded, I don't know that I've ever seen a player like Lance McCullers who had that ability and flash like that, but was just completely caved in by injuries over frankly a seat. It's kind of amazing he had this many injuries and his career lasted this long with the Astros. It's almost, it's basically astonishing. He went more than 10 years with the Astros and he missed four complete seasons at my count, maybe more.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean.
And he stayed with one team. That's, well, until he got traded, but.
Yeah, well, he's been untradeable for years until this is the last 2 months of his contract.
I mean, this is probably a.
Yeah. Who was going to pick him up with a year or two left? A guy who's never on the field.
No, but the Astros had to pay a chunk.
This was the soonest they could possibly get rid of
him. The Astros had to pay a chunk of his salary, and then he's probably done. Like, I don't know that unless he's ready to take a really, you know, they live in Houston. I'm sure he'd like to live in Houston. I assume he can retire if he wanted to. I'm sure he'd like to keep pitching, I guess. What are you going to do? I mean, if you're Lance McCullers, what are you going to do? You want to try to make it work in Milwaukee and hope that your arm stays okay. You think somebody, what are they going to give you for a contract? $4.5 million a year? I mean, you know, I'll take that, but I don't know if Lance McCullers wants to live away from home and then feel like he's just.
For four and a half measly $1 million a year.
Who wants to pitch for that?
Four and a half. Spit on $4.5 million.
Have you heard how much the taxes and their management take? Ask an NBA player. They'll tell you this offseason.
Yeah.
There's like 30 videos of players talking about their taxes.
I mean, you know how expensive it is for us to live? We're not going to live on $4.5 million.
But does he want to live in Milwaukee?
Spit on it. Spit on
$4.5 million. Does he want to live in Milwaukee?
For $4.5 million?
No.
Yeah. I'll go back to Green Bay.
He might just.
I hated that.
Well, we will. We will. I don't know if somebody who's got maybe. Who knows? Maybe he has $25 million in the bank. I don't know if he wants to.
Yeah.
I don't have $25 million in the bank. Get
you
me.
Don't?
Well.
One of the poor. I do the show with the poor.
Yeah. I've got $25 in there some weeks.
I don't even. I went overdrafted last month.
Lance.
That's my life right now.
So I wish I had
my wife's money.
No. I feel for Lance in the sense that his career didn't turn out the way he hoped. I feel for us as Astros fans that we never got that Lance after 17. It was like over.
But dude,
I say 21. Name, 21
if you
was need, his.
If you name some of the biggest wastes in baseball history, obvious, well, Anthony Rendon is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the biggest waste in baseball history.
Yeah, it's just like he quit.
Pujols actually gave well, he was them
amazing.
Some years.
He was amazing with the yeah. Cardinals, though.
But I mean, he also gave the Angels some years.
Mm-hmm.
He actually, kinda. Yeah, no, he put up some numbers for them. I mean, and then it was 10 years, though. It was stupid. But Lance's 5 years, $85 million, is one of the worst ever. I mean, it's right there.
Well, I would tell you that let's hold on, because we might be in the middle. Tatis, we may be in the middle of one of the great wastes of all time. We're looking at Fernando Tatis right now. Look at that money that's going out, and then versus
at least
what they're
he's
getting
there.
Yeah,
at least he's
I mean
there.
That's true. And he is up to 7 home runs now. It wasn't that long ago he was at 1 home run.
Right.
He's up to 41 RBIs. Actually, he's turned it on.
He has really turned it on.
That's way higher than it was. I'm interested, and he's hitting .284. I wonder what his splits look like. He must have had a crazy. He must have had a crazy.
I mean, it's not great. But again, I think they got a great deal.
Well, his June was
$14 million a year?
Yeah, his June was an .805 OPS, hitting .318. He had 4 home runs. So, yeah. But it's still not a. I mean, they're still overpaying for him. But yeah, but Lance doesn't even show up. Like, he tries. He's just made of glass. That arm just can't stay.
Or
stay
20? Healthy. What is he? $23 million a year, I think, or something like that.
No, it's higher. It's higher than that.
No, it's not. It's 14 years. That's right at $23 million a year. I thought it was a dumb deal by him, and it turns out to be a great deal for him. Anyway,
his contract is 14 years, 340, yeah.
14 years, 340, comes out to, let's see.
Yeah.
I mean, I
24.28.
It's what?
24.28.
24 million a year.
That is a bargain for 14 years. Yeah. They're paying forever, so it doesn't really matter if it's 24. It's not a bargain when you have to do it for 14 years.
No.
And it's fully guaranteed.
Well, he made this maybe an off year. That dude is really talented.
No, he is. He is. Yeah. He's talented.
And so
is Lance.
I don't know.
Lance is talented, too.
I still bet that he's going to regret that deal.
I don't. Not when it's all guaranteed. Generations are set for life for him. Unless when AI takes all their jobs, they'll have their grandpa's money. They'll have Grandpa Tatis Jr.'s money.
Speaking of AI taking jobs, I got a great News of the Weird story today. So we got that to look forward to. We got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence.
Mm-hmm.
We got that coming up. We'll talk about the World Cup on the other side, and then we'll finish up with Glenn Davis. This will be our last Glenn Davis, brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief, this morning as we wrap up the World Cup here in America.
And we're not done with the Astros carcass yet.
No, and if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Hey, this is something you need to put in your phone. Be here Thursday, okay? This Thursday, if you want to join us for our fantasy draft experience, this Thursday. And are you sure this is the 7 a.m. hour? Because I had heard before it was the 9 a.m. hour, Dell. Is this 7 a.m.? We're going to be giving away a spot for you and a friend to join the league, fantasy league.
He's out of the room.
The winner will get 2-night stay at Golden Nugget on the 27th and 28th of August, $200 in food and beverage credit, and dinner at the DraftKings Sportsbook during the Fantasy Draft. Tune in Thursday for your chance to win. Originally, it was in the 9 o'clock hour. I guess it's in the 7 o'clock hour now. That's going to be one spot. I think we're going to be giving them away throughout. We've got a lot of spots to give away. But this Thursday, 7 a.m. hour, we will be giving away a spot in our Golden Nugget Fantasy Draft. So keep on listening. Make sure you're here on Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, I'm talking about the Golden Nugget. Listen, I was at the Golden Nugget Lake Tahoe this past weekend. And I want to tell you something. Listen, it was awesome. It was fantastic. It ain't the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. The Golden Nugget Lake Charles, I'm not denigrating. I loved it. It was great. It was awesome what it was. But the Golden Nugget Lake Charles is as good, it's as nice, and it's got all the amenities of a Las Vegas casino. When you're talking about 12 different restaurants, when you're talking about the casino and how big and wonderful and all the games and all night long, I'm telling you, we have got it great with the Golden Nugget Lake Charles just a couple hours down the road. And I mentioned fantasy drafts. Well, the fantasy draft that we're going to have is August 27th and 28th. You make your fantasy draft. Do it over the weekend, that weekend, and have all your peeps there. And bring your wives, and everybody has a big time. Everybody has a wonderful time. There's the pool that the wives can go to. You got the casino. You got the DraftKings Sportsbook. You got poker. You got golf. You make it a weekend for your fantasy draft. And you do it in the DraftKings Sportsbook, and they've got packages available with buckets of beer, pizza, wings, food, credits, everything. So you're looking for the best place to have your fantasy draft. The DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, this fantasy draft. Book your stay now, goldennugget.com/Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 737-803-776 is the number. I watching that World Cup, that game yesterday, it was boring in the fact that Argentina had no, I didn't think that they had no chance to win.
They had no, well, they had a chance to win if they got to PKs.
If they got to PKs,
that's what's freaking me out. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They have no shots on goal. They have no shots.
Zero.
105 minutes into that match, they had no shots. Which Dell, have you ever, in all your watching soccer at any level, at Premier League, and you've seen some terrible, terrible, some of your teams have been all truly dreadful.
Some of my teams.
At Fulham. Have you ever seen that where a team didn't even have a shot in a match?
Well, generally, when a team doesn't have a shot, it doesn't make it to 105 minutes.
Well,
the other
yeah.
team will right. just find a way to win.
In 90 minutes, have you ever seen
I mean,
especially
that
when it was
I
like.
I can't remember it, not in a match so consequential. Certainly not.
No, and it was 16 or got up to 19 to nothing?
It was 17 nothing at one point.
17.
I remember the number was 17 nothing. It may have gotten higher, but I don't think so. And it was like 10 of them were on goal. And Argentina ended up with two shots, none on goal. For the whole match. But as they're in the second half, and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to go to penalty kicks, and those rats are going to win. And they're going to find a way to win with no shots on goal.
They win because they win. Spain doesn't win PK shootouts. I mean, and Argentina does.
They saved. And did are you aware of how much the world hates Argentina? I was not fully aware of how much. Dell, you do.
Not wrong on my part, just early, because I was talking about this like 3 or 4 weeks ago. That
Well, you hate their racism.
Well, I'm not a fan of racism overall,
well,
not just Argentinians.
Some people are fans of racism.
It's multifaceted here.
Okay, don't take a side on. Don't be biased.
I'm going to be biased against racism. Sorry, I'm going to pick a side there.
You're going to put your foot down
on
racism?
Yeah, I'm
going to
pick a side. Not all heroes wear capes.
Some people like racism.
No,
okay?
Now there has been a resurgence in people who like racism. I feel like
it's more.
I'm
fun
like,
now.
Woo! It's
no,
really made
I understand,
a comeback.
But sometimes you just got to pick a side, and I'm out on that limb.
Let's wait for Glenn. We'll ask him about racism.
No, don't do that. He already said last week when you were on Friday. He goes, "I'm glad John's not here today." Well, Argentina, people hate them for multiple reasons. One, a lot of people hate them this World Cup because they're getting, or in the past because they're getting all the calls, right? So there's that. There's the other one Dell said is there's kind of a racist background. There's another where, and I didn't really realize this. I think I kind of knew about it. I didn't realize to the extent that there are a lot of people who, especially in South America, who despise them because they will tell you we are geographically South American,
but we're not
culturally European.
Yeah, you see the clips, and when they're saying it in Spanish, I'm not always sure the translation that you see in the caption, but some of it is, we're not Latinos.
We're not Latinos.
No.
Do not call us Latinos. We are European by culture.
Well, I tell you what they are on the pitch. They're thugs.
I mean,
Paredes? Holy
Paredes
crap.
Paredes was out of control. But apparently this has been a thing, Dell, forever, or for a long time. This is... It's not just this World Cup. This has been a thing with Argentina.
It generally is contained to South American competitions, where Como Ball, which is their federation, the Copa America, you
but
can see the stuff qualifying. Argentina's taken it to a level that, like, we got a taste of it quite a bit with Paraguay early in the tournament against
France, yeah.
But that's Paraguay. Okay, how are they going to compete against France? They got to do what they can. Argentina, and rightfully so, has a reputation being a world power that you guys don't actually have to play this way.
They were less competitive against Spain. I mean, of course, it was 0-0. I mean, they were sitting there only because
everything
was right at the goalkeeper.
Their goalkeeper was unbelievable.
He was good, but they were also not the hardest saves. Like, they were all
well,
right
a couple of them were. Holy
yeah, he made
crap,
a couple.
Jamal's, his
the PK was. I mean, the free kick was
free
really
kick
good.
Was incredible. Yeah, what was a really save! Good. I mean, yeah, some of them were right at him, but he was still. That's the most saves by any goaltender ever in a final. He was great. He was great, and it just is that they couldn't do anything. Is that the greatest defensive run in World Cup history?
Giving up one goal in 8 matches.
Yeah, it is. It's the first
well, there's
time
never
ever
been 8 matches before, right?
Yeah,
right.
But even if you look at expected goals, which is the stat that it just says, hey, would this have been a goal? And it just compiles over the course of an entire tournament. It was like under 3, like expected goals. Now, not
for
that
the
you
whole
would,
tournament.
Not that you would score the 3, but if you just compile all the games together, it was like under 3.
But it's funny, he's going to get all the love, but really it's the entire
the
it's
defense.
The entire defense.
Unai
the entire
Simon, who's their goalkeeper, didn't have to do very much throughout the entire tournament. No. They were one header away from the same guy who scored goals against the U.S. From Belgium from not giving up a goal the entire tournament. One header.
Crazy. Has there ever been a better, I guess,
I don't think historically, no. Because I was listening to a podcast, and since they've been able to track this stuff, expected goals, it's the lowest by nearly a goal as far as defensive dominance when it comes to expected goals scored. So you can't score if you don't have the ball. And that's part of Spain's formula. How are you going to score on us if you never have the ball?
I mean, Argentina couldn't get it away. They're so dominant with the ball. They're so skilled. They're so unbelievably skilled. Everything, when I watch them, like as guys are closing down, you get that sense when you're getting pressed and you get there's that nervous feeling. They just will move with the ball. They go meet the ball to disrupt the defense and the press. They have an ability to get around the presser. It's everything about them. I'm like, God, U.S. is just like this. This is foreign to me. This didn't look like the U.S. is so far away. It's crazy.
Well,
I was watching with Solis yesterday. We were at a place yesterday. He said, in our lifetimes, we will not see the U.S. in a finals.
And no.
I had to think about it. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Well, first of all, other countries.
I'm dying next year, according to Gilbert, anyway. But a lot of you won't see it either. They're just not close enough.
Why do other countries get a Lamine Yamal and we get Freddie Adu? Honestly.
Well, because they're born into it. Like,
well, but Freddie was we had a phenom, right? At 12 years old or whatever he was.
I listened to a pot. I watched a doc on that and. Apparently, Freddie was more marketing campaign than he ever was a player.
Really?
Like, from people who remember back then and were soccer people back then. Like, obviously, he never really got bigger than he was. And when we first saw him, he was just a small guy overall. And he was never the guy. He just happened to fit what they wanted. He was young. He had a little bit of talent. But for most, at least from what I could tell from that doc, this was never going to be a thing. He just fit what they want as far as marketing was, and it took off.
I don't want to see Corey Pulisic on any more.
Christian
Pulisic on any more Capital One commercials
or Corey
or whatever it is. I don't see any of the Pulisic.
Well, they had all this stuff in the bank, so they're going to run him, but I don't know how many more times we're going to see him.
No.
At least scrub.
I don't know how the bang for your buck when you have that guy.
He can never play for France.
Well, yeah, he's not French.
I mean, he could never play for Spain.
He's
never.
Not Spanish.
Good thing you weren't born in Spain. That trick would be
actually odd. If he was born in Spain, he probably would be better.
Well, yeah, he would have been. He would
what
have been developed.
About? He probably
He's
would
a
be better,
better player. Yeah. Hey, let's play that sound from. There were four. None of them were U.S., but there were four analysts from ESPN talking about this match. And John mentioned the quote unquote thuggery. That was the word used by one of the analysts. And if you didn't see it, Paredes. One of the players who is already kind of an a-hole
Let's do it on the other side
We'll hear about the
thuggery on the other side because we got what did you learn this weekend at 45. So we want to stay on the clock here. We'll do that and more. We'll hear Rory with a little thuggery against Bryson DeChambeau, too. We'll do that on the other side. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We teased the thuggery of, and listen, it was bad. It was bad. There was, well, the red card, obviously, but Paredes, holy crap, he just is, he was out of control. And there were a couple of tackles that were just, there were a two-foot tackle that wasn't called that people are calling for a red card on, nothing. And boy, did the Spanish coach unload on Argentina and the referee after the match. It was, and rightfully so, because it was just ridiculous, some of the things that Argentina was doing. There's a compilation of 12 minutes of Argentina thuggery that I saw this morning. It was just, okay, yeah, that makes sense that they're calling a play.
Now, the second yellow on, who was it that was sent off? Fernandez? Enzo Fernandez, right? The second yellow, I mean, he got there. The ball was struck. He got there at about the same time. The guy went flying. That was bad luck for him. He got there afterwards with all that momentum. And there was nothing that could be done. I mean, it was a clear second yellow, which is going to get you sent off. That one I didn't have as much problem with. I thought that was just inside the sport. It was just
it was a yellow.
Yeah, but it was a yellow. So. Yeah, it's a yellow. I didn't consider that some of the stuff. Now, if you didn't see, after the match was over, and this isn't the first time, Paraguay versus France, Mexico versus England, this isn't the first time I've seen teams try to get after it with the other team, like try to start something. You just kind of have to get off the field. This time, I don't know what was going on between Argentina and the defender from Spain.
So after the match, as the final whistle blows, and of course everyone's running on the field, the guy who won best player in the tournament, Rodri, who had been subbed off, he's running on the field to go celebrate with his teammates. And according to him, he says, "Vamos." And then he gets hit in the chest by one of the Argentine guys who was still playing. Hit him right in the chest as he's running. So he stops and pauses and goes, "What are you doing?" Goes back to him. And this is how Paredes gets involved. And then if you see the video, mostly it's from the crowd. People are filming it. Paredes.
Because it wasn't on TV, we couldn't see it.
No, you couldn't see it. Paredes is kicking, he's pushing, he puts his hand to the throat of a player.
Hard. Like, it was a... Yeah. It was
He
it was
gets
hard.
A red, which you can get after. So, I know Enzo Fernandez was back on the field as they were getting their winners or their second place medals. I don't know if Paredes could be involved in that because they threw him out. I'm not sure how that works after the match.
Gave him a red card after the match.
Yeah, when there are awards to be given out. The Argentines, because it's unique in this sport, for this sport, compared to others, where if you lose the final game, you have to stay on the field because not only do you have to get your medal, you have to, you know, show sportsmanship and watch the other
Wimbledon
team.
Wimbledon has that too, I guess. Or
like,
I think
hockey, you get to shake hands, but you get to leave. You get to leave after you shake hands.
Too, yeah. Tennis has it.
So as a team sport, I think it's the only one that does forces the other team to hang around. And Argentina turned their backs to the Spain celebration.
Oh,
Spain was getting their medals.
Did they really?
Their entire organization was looking into the crowd. They
just
did not
terrible.
Watch Spain.
Just terrible.
Why? What I mean, like, they're, we got robbed?
They're bad sports, John.
That's terrible.
We got robbed. We only got two shots on goal. They had 17. Yeah. They beat our ass.
They were dominated. They should have never gone extra time.
Spain made France and Argentina their babies.
It's once again evidence that they're not great. Not people that are great to root for. You can love Messi, but Messi was among them,
have you guys
Spain
seen the video that, I don't know, Josina Anderson had it. That's where I saw it. There's a video that's from the ground floor, not from the stands, that really has the best look at what Paredes did. And it's not just a shove in the throat. And, I mean, it's a hard, like almost a karate chop forehand into the throat. Then the next thing, he went after some other guy going after him. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It was bad.
He pushed, it was a sub or somebody.
He was getting thrown down by somebody.
He threw him down to the ground. It was awful. Anyway, here is the ESPN
FC
a
crew,
podcast
yeah.
talking about Argentina's suggery.
So it's the ESPN FC crew. The most prominent voice you're going to hear is Craig Burley. You'll hear him second.
I don't think anyone, unless you're an Argentina supporter, will be more pleased than what we saw Spain lifting the World Cup, because, goodness me, that was embarrassing from the defending champions, wasn't it?
I'd go as far as to say Argentina were a complete and utter disgrace today, both with their performance and their antics. We expected the antics. We expected the thuggery. We expected the off-the-ball stuff. But we also expected a lot more on the ball, a lot more purpose, a lot more about their play. They were an utter shambles. They were disgusting, disgraceful. And yeah, I mean, I'm so pleased Spain won. Mm. And I could just see a scenario at the end there, but before Spain scored, that it was going to go to penalties, or they were going to get a scruffy goal, Argentina, and win this. And Spain tried. They tried to make it a good game. They tried to get over the line. The finishing wasn't quite great. Martinez made a lot of saves, but they were comfortable saves. But we know Argentina are not the greatest side they've ever been. But to put that kind of performance in a World Cup final, that negative, it was a disgusting performance.
Yeah, and
I love how it's disgraceful, shameful.
Disgraceful.
It's disgusting.
I expect that kind of thuggery from them. And there was actually two more guys piled on after that. So it was like all four of them were piling on.
Well,
what's sad is it overshadowed Shakira at halftime. You know, you had Paredes' antics and Enzo Fernandez and the entire Argentinian team overshadowing what Shakira was able to do at halftime. Now, the rest of the halftime show, I could have done without it, but... And it did last.
I couldn't understand Wayne Rooney. He was asked about the halftime show. Did you see that, though?
Yeah.
I like some of these performers, but the show is crap.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You know what? I agree. I like some of those performances.
I mean, why do we have to American it up?
I know. It was 10 minutes long. They got championship rings they're giving out now. It's just like.
I mean, it's so.
Come on, guys. We got our own Super Bowl. Y'all don't have to just. One of the things I like about soccer is we roll it. Like, let's go.
We had to make a hydration break. What are we doing?
And?
Every game, there was the pregame was like.
Why do we have to make it a 3-hour?
It was like the Oscars.
Did you notice it didn't even start on time?
The match started late.
First match it's ever started late. Like, look, one of the things I like is this is like 2 hours. We are in and out, and we are rolling. Not now. They're trying to turn it into a 3-hour match now. Like, well, it's kind of the window we have for pro football. So, well, so what?
No.
So
leave
what?
It alone. We can't Americanize everything.
Shakira, 12 minutes.
Freaking halftime show with Justin Bieber.
No Bieber. No. What are we doing with Madonna?
Wait a minute. The K-pop. The K-pop. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, BTS is for the global. What are we doing with Madonna out there? Let's just be honest. And then they had Ronaldo and Ronaldinho. I get that. Even though everyone's like, I told my wife, I said, did you know Ronaldo was at one point, that guy right there was the greatest soccer player in the world at one point? He was? Oh, yeah. Not now.
You got to say, Maradona would have caught the same stuff if your wife saw.
Maradona was bigger than Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He had a gastric bypass surgery.
Yeah, so she would have said the same. It's how it goes. You know, we have offensive linemen who get small sometimes after their careers are over. Defensive linemen, not so much. Like, soccer players like defensive linemen after they're done playing football. They balloon. That's all. Mm-hmm. At least some of the greats do. I saw a lot of the Spanish guys up there still looking great. The guys from the 2010 team.
Yeah.
Those guys still look good up there hanging out.
The hair. Did you see?
Yeah. I mean, Sergio Ramos, Carlos
Puyol.
There's
a lot of hair going on.
Yeah, speaking of Shakira and a Spanish team. So she was in a relationship. I don't know if they got married or not.
Piqué. What happened? Because everyone hates this guy.
Well, Piqué was with Shakira. They had two kids. So they're asking her about it. They asked her who she was going to root for. She goes, well, I have two Spanish sons, but I think either she said she loves Messi or she's rooting for Argentina. Piqué didn't particularly treat her right at the end. So
no.
I could see why she might not be rooting for Spain.
Hmm. Okay.
I fumbled
that. What do you mean by
all I care is that
cheating?
Okay,
I don't care who she's rooting for. Just keep doing that show, whatever she does, that hip thing.
God, she's unstoppable. She's 49.
She's 49?
Yeah, that vampire's 49 years. That vampirist is 49, and it's like she is an unstoppable force of nature. Well, they don't
age. She doesn't age.
They don't age.
They don't age, those people.
Yeah, but they do stuff to make sure they don't age.
Whatever. There's good vampires,
you
too.
Don't
like
know if she's
in,
biting anybody's neck.
Like Selma Hayek in the
She wasn't a good vampire. Dusk Till
Dawn. Well, when she was pouring tequila off of her legs.
And then what happened when she opened up her vampire?
I don't care about that part.
Jaws and ate people.
I like the dancing part with the tequila.
You would be an easy mark.
I would have been a really easy mark. She would have killed both of us.
Yeah, I wouldn't
That's
have
right.
You wouldn't have because you wouldn't
right.
have liked the music being played
clubs.
In the club.
I don't go to strip clubs. I would have been fine.
That's right.
It wasn't a strip club. It was a dancing club for vampires.
It was a bleepy bar, wasn't it?
Well,
I don't know what it was. It was good.
I know this. We're going to break right now, and we're going to call in at 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. I got mine already.
I've got a real
I know
one.
What mine is. Get yours ready. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? We learned a long time ago about Doc Kaplan.
Dr. Kaplan. So I talked to Dustin on direct messages. He's been at it's not just him. I've had like four different people ask, hey, Dick, give me an update on your surgery. Now, mine with Dr. Kaplan, I went in and met with Dr. Kaplan. We had lunch and then went in for the assessment. They do a scan of your entire head, and it takes a look at all of your sinuses. I could see my deviated septum. I didn't realize how. I knew it was deviated pretty badly. I didn't know how badly. And then I saw the sinuses that were completely clogged. And so everything kind of made sense. So they went and had the deviated septum and the balloon sinuplasty. Balloon sinuplasty is the really big one. This is the one that so many people are getting done. Clears out your sinuses. My son Alex said, I want in. He's seen my results. And so my son is going to try to get it before he goes back to Alabama to work with a football program this year. So I said, yeah, let's get you lined up. It was incredible. Now, my recovery took a little longer because I had a different little sickness I had to deal with. But the results started rolling in, and it's been incredible. No problems breathing through my nose. There's no pressure on my forehead, on my sinuses, underneath my, near my nose. None of those headaches. It has been truly as good or better than Dr. Kaplan advertised. And he's got the commercials with Jeff Blum as well. You may see him on television. He's one of the pioneers of balloon sinuplasty. This is something, if you have severe problems with your sinuses, it's well worth looking into. Go to KaplanSinusRelief.com and book your appointment today. Get in there, let them take the scan, and see if you're a candidate for this procedure. It's a pretty quick recovery time for you, and the results are incredible. KaplanSinusRelief.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Play the game show Sweeping the Nation. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I learned, if you have the same timeline as I do with the videos that I get, that it appears that Tank Dell and Cam Skettebo are doing well in their leg rehabs.
Okay. I learned that despite the success and the iconic nature of the film, Burt Reynolds absolutely hates the fact that he was in Boogie Nights.
Okay. Dell, did you learn anything this weekend?
Yeah. I learned that despite enjoying The Odyssey, the most cinematic thing I saw all weekend was that 13-minute clip of Argentines being thugs.
Mm-hmm. That was the most cinematic.
I didn't realize it was that cinematic.
Yes, very cinematic. Music and all right, we move to the people. The people have called in. Full board. Let's start with Dave. Dave, what have you learned?
I learned that my paternity leave is not the vacation I imagined it to be.
No. A paternity leave is not necessarily a vacation.
It's not great.
Yeah.
No. Get back to work.
You will want to get back.
Yeah. Get back to work. You were there for the birth. That's enough. Who's next, Dell?
we go to Gary. Gary, what have you learned?
I learned this weekend that Argentine coach Lionel Scaloni looks like a young version of John Granato.
A lot of people are saying that.
Saw that a couple of times. Yeah. That, huh?
Many people have said that.
I didn't notice that. I did notice that Chris Sims was on the pitch.
No, that's Danny Olmo.
Yeah.
Danny Olmo.
John said, why'd they take Chris Sims off? He was doing good.
He had his shirt buttoned up all the way to the top.
He did look like Chris Sims, a young Chris Sims. Who's next?
Let's go to Ocho. No, sorry, Ocho, we'll get to you. Let's get to Elliot. Elliot, what have you learned?
I learned that if your buddy gives you 40 milligrams of Adderall on a Saturday, it'll have you wired to the gills, leading to drinking 45 Coors Lights till about 7 a.m. Sunday.
What?
Wow. That's a great day. What a great day you had. 45 Coors Lights with an Adderall.
Rhyming.
Until 4 in the morning.
Sir?
Boy, what a great day you had.
Sir?
Is it getting any better than 45 Coors Lights in a day?
That's a lot.
It seems like a Tuesday to me.
Have you gotten a 45 before in a day?
I have no idea.
You would
I have
remember.
No idea. I'm not going to put a limit on myself, though.
I thought you might just decide to count and see if you can break a record or something.
Yeah. Well, it does take a little enhancement if you're going to drink that many. You have to be. You have to be doing
a little
something
and
else along with it.
And at home.
Yes. Yes. Who's next, Al?
All right, we go to Chris. Chris, what have you learned?
I learned that A&M's new head track coach, Leroy Burrell, managed to eat Leroy Burrell.
Yeah, he's bigger now.
I didn't
yeah,
hear
him. I've seen him. He's basically, Leroy Burrell has gone full Ronaldo.
Oh, he has?
Yeah. He's a bigger dude now. It's okay. At one point, he was really fast. He can still coach a track team now.
You can coach if you've out eaten your playing days.
Yeah, you can still coach.
Yeah.
He's 59 now.
Who, Leroy?
Yeah, he's thick.
Yeah. That happens. That's okay. Who's next, Al?
Wait. Leroy Burrell is... No, Carl Lewis is at Houston. What am I talking about? Leroy Burrell's at Auburn now.
I thought he said Aggies.
Oh, is he with the Aggies?
That's
now?
What I think he just said.
Maybe
the
he
new
is.
Track coach. Mm. Let's go to Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that Rocket star Quadir Copeland is a better player right now than Amen Thompson.
What?
What are we doing?
Okay,
here?
Slow down. Stuff.
Slow down. Ocho you did not
a,
learn that.
Ocho
you
a,
made that up.
Ocho is a
you
hating,
did not learn that, Ocho.
Ocho loves the hate on Houston. Basketball players.
Hate. Now, that's usually University of Houston.
Yeah, well, but it's
expanded. Why didn't you learn about Bruce Thornton this weekend instead
of
that?
He wasn't good in his
He didn't shoot the ball in the semifinal.
He wasn't good. It was his worst game.
Yeah, I know. He still averaged over 18.
Yeah.
Oh, Ocho will have words for him at some point, too.
Yeah, though. At some point, sure. He's going to catch some down when he's with the Vipers or the Dragons or whoever.
They're the Vipers.
If he gets sent down.
All right, let's go to Sean. Sean, what have you learned?
I learned that combining the World Cup and going through a breakup can lead to alcoholism.
Okay. All right. I learned that
I wouldn't
marriage
blame
can
soccer
lead to
for that.
Alcoholism. So can,
well, he's watching.
So can
if
divorce.
He's, if he's
so
drinking every time
watching
he's watching
games,
the match.
Not watching games.
Yeah. If he's drinking every time he's watching a match, Del, there's a lot of matches.
A lot of matches.
Okay.
You got to drink if you're going to watch a game.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I did yesterday. If you're sitting in someone's section, you can't just take up their section and not have food and drink.
You can have food.
At least food.
Yeah.
If you're not a drinker, you got to have at least food.
I could have food. I didn't have to drink at all during this.
And I gave a big, I gave a $40 tip where I was yesterday because you got to be there 2.5 hours before the match even started.
What the waitress look like?
Not great.
Oh, okay.
She was an old English woman.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, no, I shouldn't
say
old.
You went to go watch it at
an English
pub? She was
an older English
pub?
It was our third choice. Everything was shut down because it was already filled up at 11:30.
Mally couldn't get you into a spot? Didn't
ask? No, I ain't going outside. I'm not sitting outside. It's the hottest day we've had in Houston. I'm not sitting outside for that for 4 hours.
I'm tough on you.
And it's American night, so it meant we were going to get a full extra hour on the broadcast.
That's true. Keith, what have you learned?
I learned this weekend that sources are telling me that at Belgium's home stadium, they will hang a banner at their soccer stadium that said that says scored the only goal against 2026 Spain.
Mm-hmm. They should.
What are they, the Colts or something?
The Colts.
How did they score?
Colts with the AFC Championship appearance.
They have a header. Oh, that same guy that got the U.S. Yeah. twice got the header against him, too.
I found out that you didn't listen to the show 20 minutes ago.
So yeah, you don't care what Dell's talking about.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't recognize the name you used.
All right. That'll wrap it up.
He said same guy.
I literally said the same guy who scored two goals against the U.S.
Well, and that's not what
that's literal. Literal.
In fact, okay. Some people use the word literal and don't mean it. No, I mean it. I said.
All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying HRP. I'm saying you're starting the work week right now. It's Monday. You got a plan. You got to attack this work week. How are you going to attack it? How are you going to be better? How are you going to save money? How are you going to make your business better? It's Monday. It is time to think about that. If you just keep on going, whatever. You know what? We're paying this admin company, whatever. No. No whatevers. Look at what you're doing. Let HRP come in. Let them look at your business, the way that you're doing business, whether you're doing your own payroll and HR and taxes and see, you got CPAs, all of this crap that you're doing that's not what you know how to do. Because you know your business. The reason you're successful at your business is because you're doing your business well. HRP's business is making you better. HRP is, they are partnering with you to make your business better, to do your HR, your payroll, your taxes, and everything else better. So I don't know how you're doing it. If you haven't looked at it a while, or you're like, wow, this is really costing us a ton, it's time to look at HRP. Let them come and look at your business. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.